The convergence of multiple supply chain disruptions is creating a complex economic environment that's affecting everything from airline operations to e-commerce exports. China's e-commerce exports have declined for 5 consecutive months, partly due to what analysts are calling the Iran war fuel shock, higher shipping costs making Chinese goods less competitive in international markets.
European airlines are experiencing a particularly challenging transition. Their post-pandemic booking surge is fading, just as Gulf carriers rebuild their networks and regional conflicts drive up fuel costs. The International Air Transport Association warns that rising jet fuel costs will halve industry profits and trigger airline failures, creating acquisition opportunities for financially stronger carriers like United Airlines.
United's strategic shift toward asset deals reflects how successful companies position themselves during industry consolidation periods. Rather than organic growth, they're preparing to acquire distressed competitors' routes, aircraft, and operational capabilities at discounted prices. This approach can be highly profitable for companies with strong balance sheets during economic downturns.
The sustainable aviation fuel situation adds another layer of complexity. IATA projects that green jet fuel will cover less than 1% of aviation needs in 2026. With total sustainable aviation fuel output reaching only 2.4 million tons. They're calling EU mandates for ESAF beyond unrealistic, highlighting the gap between regulatory requirements and technological capabilities.
Nigeria's approval of 5 evacuation flights as multiple African governments rush citizens out of South Africa demonstrates how quickly economic tensions can escalate into humanitarian crises. Anti-immigrant vigilante groups have set a June 30th deadline, forcing thousands of people to relocate with minimal notice or planning.
These mass evacuations affect regional economic integration across Africa. South Africa has been a major destination for workers from other African countries, and widespread anti-immigrant sentiment could disrupt labor markets and remittance flows that many African economies depend on for foreign currency earnings.
The situation reveals broader challenges with economic development patterns that rely heavily on cross-border labor migration. When political tensions rise, these economic relationships can collapse rapidly, leaving both origin and destination countries struggling to adjust their labor markets and economic planning.
Now let's explore what might be our most confident assumption today, that supply chain disruptions will necessarily drive inflation and economic slowdown. This seems obvious given oil price increases, shipping cost rises, and production interruptions across multiple industries. But what if we're missing something important about how modern economies adapt to supply chain stress? The strongest counter-argument might be that technological substitution and alternative supply routes develop faster than traditional economic models predict. Companies have invested heavily in supply chain visibility and alternative sourcing since the pandemic, potentially making current systems more resilient than historical patterns suggest. If artificial intelligence and automated logistics can identify and implement workarounds more rapidly than previous disruptions allowed, we might see economic adaptation rather than sustained inflation. The signal to watch would be whether shipping costs stabilize within 6 weeks despite ongoing conflicts, if alternative routes and technologies compensate for disrupted channels faster than expected. Our inflation concerns could prove overstated.
That's a compelling point, Sarah. We're assuming supply chain flexibility resembles historical patterns, but the digitalization of logistics and real-time route optimization could fundamentally change how quickly economies adapt to disruptions. Companies like Maersk and FedEx now have AI systems that can reroute entire supply networks within days rather than months.